The question was asked, we sometimes find that Nachmanides quotes a medrash that that other commentaries don't quote, or gives an interpretation in the verse that others don't quote. How are we to understand why Nachmanides chose that route, or why other commentaries did not choose that route? Why is it that we sometimes find in one commentary, or specifically in Nachmanides, a unique approach to stories or parts of the Torah? We have to discern in our understanding of the commentaries between different paths that the commentaries take. There is a commentary like Rashi, whose goal is to explain the text and keep it in line with halacha, with Talmud. Although Rashi says, my goal is to explain, we find that Tosfos, throughout Shas, quotes Rashi's commentary and asks from Rashi's commentary on the text to Rashi's commentary on Talmud, and there's the assumption that Rashi's going to go in line with the ruling or with the interpretations of the Talmud. It's not only a question of what does the text literally mean. Even though Rashi says, I'm trying to maintain davar davur al ofnav, I'm trying to maintain a commentary about keeping up pshat, and how do the words fit in? What is the message over here? Right? So Rashi says, that's my goal, and yet the understanding that the Rishonim, the early commentaries had in Rashi, is that that goal is going to be within a certain framework. Rashbam on Parashat Vayeshev, coming up, says that he remembers he was riding on Grandpa Rashi's shoulders, and he was discussing with him a pshat that Rashi says in the pasuk. And Rashbam says he spoke to Grandpa Rashi. Rashbam was Rashi's grandson. He says he spoke to Grandpa Rashi, and he basically said, you know, you didn't do what you said you would do. You didn't write your commentary as pshat. And Rashi admitted to him. He said, you know, if I get a chance to, I really would do a different work than I did. I did a work that didn't really stick to that goal. And Rashbam said, so I'm going to do that goal. And so the Rashbam gives a commentary on the Torah that's very different from Rashi. Let's take a story, the story of the Akedah. So Rashi explains, Isaac was 37 years old, and he asks Avram, where's the sheep? And Avram says, God will either give us a sheep or it's you. That's not the literal words in the text. That's an interpretation that our sages gave us. And everyone knows that interpretation. They walked in unison in spite of Yitzchak's knowing what his father was planning on doing. Yitzchak walked in unison with his father. All of that is Rashi. Along comes Rashbam and says, Yitzchak was a little boy. Totally different story of the Akedah. Our tradition is that we teach our children the interpretation of Rashi. Imagine what a child would feel like if he'd learn Rashbam. You know, next time you go on an outing up a hill with your kid and you got ropes, you know, Dad, what are we doing? So we traditionally teach children Rashi's interpretation, but Rashbam and Ramban and Ibn Ezra, they go along the lines that says, Pshatim hamitchadshim b'chol et. What is the pshat? The literal understanding that we can see afresh at every time. So what Rashbam and Ibn Ezra and Ramban are doing at different occasions is revealing to us what is the pshat in the pasuk. Now, pshat should not be misinterpreted. Sometimes people think the word pshat means what does the pasuk mean? No. There are four levels of interpretation to a pasuk. Pshat, remez, drush, sod. And the interpretation our sages gave us is true. But the Torah was worded in a way that you can have four levels of interpretation, which means the Torah is coming to give us a message. And the message has four levels. And so that message, the genius of the Torah, is you can understand the Torah on four levels. So whereas Rashi will very often give you the medrash, he'll tell you, this is what our sages explained over here. Along will come the Ramban, or along will come the Rashbam, or the Ibn Ezra, and say, well, you know what? But pshat is like this. So to the untrained eye, they think they're arguing on Rashi. They're not arguing. They're just saying what Rashi said isn't pshat. I will explain to you pshat. What Rashi said is another level. It's remez, it's drush, it's sod, it's derived. It's not the literal meaning of the text. Literal doesn't mean more accurate. Pshat is a level of understanding. That means it's a level of a message that the Torah is giving us. That doesn't mean it's the true story. You'll ask me, was Isaac 37 or was Isaac 7? I'll tell you 37. But that's a medrash, right? And our sages had a tradition that that's what happened in the story. But is pshat in the story that he was 37? No, pshat in the story is not that way. You'll ask me which one happened? No, he was 37. So the Torah gave me another level of interpretation to give me another message. Just like every analogy, every allegory, every metaphor has dual messages.
What's the purpose of making them 7 instead of 37?
They're explaining what was the text teaching me on the level of pshat. Very often I can appreciate what Chazal taught me when I understand what the pshat was in comparison with what Chazal said. So what Ramban is sometimes doing is telling me pshat. Or Ramban is revealing to me an angle that the Medrash gives, and very often the Ramban's goal is to enlighten me as to the pshat. Sometimes the Ramban, as he writes in his introduction, sometimes his goal is to enlighten me as to a secret message of the text, which was not so well known. So the Ramban quotes a Medrash and says, you should know, you read the text this way, but you should know there's a totally different interpretation, a Kabbalistic interpretation as to what's really going on here. Ramban, in his introduction, writes that most of what he wrote is accessible to the average person. When you see sections of his commentary which are Kabbalistic, you should know that you cannot understand it without a tradition in Kabbalah. And even though you read it and think you understand it, you don't. You're not going to understand the Kabbalistic sections of his commentary without a tradition. That's what Ramban himself writes in the intro.